With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. 30 to 40,000 people are expected to move to the Black Hills in the next 10 years. But the region doesn't have enough housing, especially affordable units. Community and housing leaders recently gathered to discuss solutions to the problem. SDPB's Ariel Zients has more.
Affordable housing means spending no more than 30% of your monthly income on housing. But many people are spending much more than that. Others have turned down job offers because they couldn't find a place to live. And some businesses have decided not to open or expand in the area due to the housing crisis. Mike Diedrich is a state representative from Rapid City who is part of a summer legislative study on housing. He and others say the most difficult area to tackle is housing for people who make $20,000 to $50,000 a year.
Workforce housing is really what you're talking about. People who do have employment who probably make more than they can to qualify for the low-income subsidized housing, but not enough money to get into market-level housing.
That market-level housing starts at $1,500 a month in the Rapid City area, according to David Lust. Lust is part of the Rapid City Strategic Housing Initiative and Trust Fund. One of the group's current projects is working with a nonprofit to build a mixed-income apartment near the downtown area. The panelists say an obstacle to providing affordable yet profitable housing is the cost to prepare land for development. One solution is providing low-interest loans to builders as well as residents. For SDPB, I'm Ariel Zients in Rapid City.
The state and federal government are letting ranchers cut grass in roadside ditches and other areas set aside for livestock feed. Some ranchers are taking other steps to conserve livestock water and food. SDPB's Lee Strupinger has this story.
June was the driest month on record. More dry weather is expected through July. Orrin Lesmeister is a rancher near Parade. He stands in a field of spring wheat that should be 3 feet tall.
It's just dead, and it's so short you can't even hay it. So it's just kind of a total loss.
Lesmeister says he'll leave the wheat in the ground to hold the soil in place. He spends some of the year in Pierre as a state lawmaker and sits on the House Ag Committee. He says his cattle are running out of feed.
And this is what guys are up against, is they're just nothing for the cattle to eat. You know, and if they run out of grass and water, or one or the other, or both, they're going to have to start liquidating them herds. And once they start doing that, your rural economy just kind of goes to heck pretty quick.
Some sale barns are already seeing increased sales. Baxter Anders is a co-owner of the Belfouche Livestock Market sale barn. He says they're seeing a tenfold increase in cattle coming in for sale.
Comparing numbers from year to year, from 21 to 20 last year on our sale, the last week of June, we had, I believe it was just a little short of 300 head. Last week, same, you know, just different year, different type of year, we sold 3,400 head.
Anders says that's mostly because this is the second year of drought conditions for some west of Belfouche. The state and federal government are lifting some restrictions to help ranchers. They can cut the grass in ditches and on conservation reserve acres to use as livestock feed. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Parade.
A multinational French energy company wants to build its second wind farm in South Dakota. The North Bend Wind Project would cost up to $285 million. The Public Utilities Commission unanimously voted to allow the project to begin its permitting process. Ariel Zients has that story.
ENGIE is the company wanting to build the 200-megawatt, 71-turbine wind farm in Hughes and Hyde counties. The nearly 47-acre project is proposed for south of Harold and north of the Crow Creek Reservation and Missouri River. There were no comments or questions from the commission members, company, or public. The three-member PUC unanimously voted on a recommendation from staff to allow ENGIE to begin its permitting process.
Staff just requests the commission impose a statutory filing fee and also to grant authority to enter consulting contracts if necessary.
ENGIE has been studying the area since 2016 and hopes to begin operations by late 2022. The wind farm would have underground cables, a switching station, aircraft detection system, and other infrastructure. It would connect to a Western Area Power Administration line that crosses the southern part of the project. The North Bend Wind Project would be west of Engie's existing Triple H wind farm in Hyde County. The company pulled the plug on another proposed wind farm in January. A public meeting will take place at 6:30 p.m. on August 11th at the Capitol Lakes Visitor Center in Pierre. Relevant documents are available on the PUC website. For SDPB, I'm Ariel Zients in Rapid City.
The State Department of Health has its first weekly COVID-19 update. Officials now report new numbers each week rather than daily. The state reports 1,253 additional vaccinations in the last week. That brings the total number to over 369,000 people. Nearly 53% of state residents 12 and older have completed the full vaccine series. State health officials report 61 new coronavirus cases and one new death. The state's death toll is 2,039. There are 178 active cases in the state and 27 people hospitalized. The U.S. Department of Education has approved South Dakota's plan for using funds allocated through the American Rescue Plan. The funds are for elementary and secondary school emergency relief to re-engage students most impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The federal government is providing $130 billion to support schools. South Dakota is among the first states to have their plans approved. The total allocation for South Dakota schools is $382 million. Funds will go toward hiring additional special education paraprofessionals, counselors, and school nurses. Officials are working to identify students who need enhanced learning. Specific plans for evidence-based interventions are due later in August. For SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary.